Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, the show for women with Hashimoto's who want to work out smarter, heal smarter, not harder, and finally feel strong, lean, and full of energy again. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. I'm a chiropractor, functional medicine practitioner, and creator of Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. I help women with Hashimoto's lift weights safely, eat for their metabolism, and uncover the root causes of their symptoms so they can get back to feeling like themselves again. If you caught last week's episode, we talked about SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and how it's one of the most common drivers of bloating and fatigue in women with Hashimoto's. But what if you've done the SIBO protocol? Maybe you've even done it two or three rounds. I've seen this in women who've come to me working with other practitioners, and the bloating, the brain fog, and the fatigue keep coming back. That's when I start thinking, maybe it's not bacterial overgrowth. Maybe it's fungal. Today, we're talking about SIFO, small intestinal fungal overgrowth. What is it? How does it mimic SIBO? How to test for it? And how to finally get rid of it for good? SIFO stands for small intestinal fungal overgrowth. One more time for the ladies in the back. Small intestinal fungal overgrowth. It's exactly what it sounds like. Yeast, often Candida albicans, overgrowing in the small intestine. SIFO looks just like SIBO. You get bloating, pressure in the abdomen, fatigue, food sensitivities, brain fog, maybe even skin rashes or vaginal yeast infections. But here's the key. It's not bacterial at the root cause. It's fungal. And here's the kicker. Are you ready for this? SIFO often develops after you've addressed SIBO. You kill the bacterial overgrowth, but the fungal organisms are left behind. And without any competition from the bacteria, they start to bloom and overgrow. It's like mowing your lawn, but leaving the weeds intact. They take over fast. And if you've been on antibiotics, birth control, or you have low stomach acid, potentially from an H. pylori infection, all of which are common in women with Hashimoto's, you are creating a perfect environment for yeast to overgrow. So why does this happen so often, Hashi ladies? Because your thyroid affects every part of your digestion. Low thyroid slows your gut motility, that of the food through the gut. Food moves slower, creating a breeding ground for fungal overgrowth. Low stomach acid in the stomach, potentially from H. pylori, means you can't sterilize what you eat. And low bile flow output from the gallbladder means you can't properly digest fats. Bile is antifungal, so when it's low, fungus in the gut flourishes. Then you add on stress, hello mom life, kids are super dysregulating, mold exposure, a history of antibiotics or birth control, have this perfect fungal storm. When your immune system is dysregulated, like it is oftentimes with Hashimoto's, it can't keep yeast in check. So SIFO takes hold quietly and shows up as the same symptoms you thought you had already addressed and treated. SIFO and SIBO look almost identical from the outside, but they behave very differently inside your gut. Here's the breakdown. SIBO is bacterial overgrowth, the gas formers. You'll often see hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide gases on a breath test. SIFO is fungal. No gas test picks it up unless you get more sugar cravings, fatigue, histamine reactions, brain fog, itchy skin, or vaginal yeast infection symptoms. Those all point towards fungal overgrowth. And this one's sneaky. If you've done multiple SIBO protocols with no lasting results, then usually that's the clue that it's SIFO. I like to think of it this way. SIBO causes bubbles. SIFO causes sludge. Bloat feels thicker, heavier, and oftentimes does not shift easily. Unfortunately, there's no single perfect test for SIFO, but there are a few ways that you can detect it. First one is on a GI map, stool test. You look for Candida overgrowth, Candida species, and fungal overgrowth patterns. The second way that I like to use is an organic acid test or an oat test that looks for byproducts like arabinose or tartaric acid. When those are elevated, it's often fungal. The gold standard is a small bowel aspirate culture. It's invasive. It's not realistic for most people, and it's the gold standard, but it's invasive. So from a practical, pragmatic perspective, if your breath test for SIBO comes back negative, but you're still bloated, fatigued, craving sugar, or have yeast symptoms, It's worth exploring SIFO, small intestinal fungal overgrowth. It's a clinical diagnosis, and the best practitioners will look at your full picture, all the moving pieces. It is not just one lab result, okay? When I see SIFO, we treat it in three phases, similar to SIBO, but with a fungal twist. Phase one, we starve the fungus. We want to remove the fuel that keeps yeast alive. That means removing sugar and alcohol, which really, if you have Hashimoto's, should be removed anyway. Pulling out refined carbs and processed foods, focusing on protein, non-starchy veggies, and healthy fats, and keeping fruit low in intake temporarily. It's not forever. It's about starving the yeast long enough to weaken it. Phase two is the kill phase. This is what we go after the overgrowth. Conventional options include nystatin or fluconazole, also known as Diflucan, both prescriptive antifungals. From a nutraceutical approach, options could be oregano oil, caprylic acid, berberine, pau d'argo, garlic extract, and there's definitely supplements that have a mix of those. Sometimes I rotate herbs, kind of pulse them to prevent resistance to what is trying to eradicate the SIFO. We also use binders, sometimes like activated charcoal, GI detox, to wrap up fungal toxins as the yeast dies off. Otherwise, you will probably feel worse before you feel better. And like anything, we titrate up. We want you to be a functioning human being present with your kids and not have these protocols take you down. Phase three is to heal and rebuild. So once you've cleared the overgrowth, you have to restore your digestive tract. We want to bring back stomach acid with betaine HCl, support your bile flow from your gallbladder with bitters or ox bile. We want to introduce prebiotics, which is the food that feeds the good bacteria, but we want to do that slowly. We add in Saccharomyces boulardii, which is a good yeast, to crowd out any of the bad yeast. It also acts as a binder, that mop, to bind up to any toxins. The piece that holds it all together, we mentioned this with SIBO, is nervous system regulation. Here's the truth. You can do the perfect antifungal protocol, eat clean, take your supplements, maybe even do a conventional approach. But if your nervous system is stuck in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, your gut will, it's like pushing a boulder uphill to heal. Your vagus nerve controls digestion, okay? When you're stressed, your brain literally tells your gut, shut down, stop motility, stop stomach acid production, we need to fight. And that slowing, stagnant environment is the playground where SIFO thrives. So we have to bring the nervous system on board. Here are tools that I love. The Nerva app, I mentioned this in the last episode. It is a gut-directed hypnotherapy app. It's clinically proven to calm the gut-brain axis. Lots of research from breath work, taking 5 diaphragmatic breaths before meals to shift into rest and digest. Inhale is half the amount of the exhale. So exhale is twice as long as the inhale. So 3 count in, 6 count out. Cold exposure, splashing some cold water on your face, humming, both activate the vagus nerve. Walking after meals improves that gut motility, that movement of food through the gut and blood sugar. Lifting weights boosts metabolism resilience. And as you know, if you've gone through Thyroid Strong, we hum during the rest sets of our lifts to help regulate our nervous system. So healing SIFO isn't just about killing yeast. It's about creating an internal environment where yeast cannot thrive again. This is the key to not having to address it again and again. I've seen women treat with other practitioners candida for years on a very restricted diet. And it is really sad because they now have a relationship with food that is not good. And so we like to test, not guess, address what comes up, and then make you as resilient and robust as possible so that SIFO does not come back. The biggest mistakes I see women make are treating SIBO over and over and over again without checking for SIFO. They are ignoring removing sugar, and they are ignoring nervous system support. They're just like, I'm stressed, it's just how it is, there's no other way. Another issue is they take antifungals too long without rebuilding the digestion, without bringing back in the bile salts, the betaine HCl, the digestive support. So you have to fix not only the SIFO, but why it happened. We're always chasing the why, not just addressing what is overgrowing. So if you're bloated, fatigued, if you have brain fog, and it keeps coming back again and again after treating SIBO, it might not be SIBO. It might be SIFO. You can test through a GI map or an organic acid test, starve the fungus, kill it strategically, and then rebuild your gut with the right support. And don't forget the nervous system. Your gut can heal if your body does not feel safe. If you want to dive deeper into the root causes of bloating and fatigue, check out my free gut masterclass. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, or you can DM me gutmc on Instagram and I'll send it to you directly. And if you want to do this work together with a practitioner who is very well versed and skilled in all these things, I'll drop the link to jump on a call to see if we're a good fit. Not only you for me, but me for you. All right, ladies, I hope this episode in the series of SIBO last week and SIFO this week was super helpful and informative. Now you have some answers. Now it's time to take action on that information, right? Because it's not a lack of information, it's a lack of action and execution on a plan. So if you need help with execution, check that link, book a call, you and me chat. We do the hard things. Keep lifting heavy, eating your protein, doing the hard things. You got this, ladies. I'll see you next week.